In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our service under God comes in various forms and fashions, persons, and places, but whatever our vocation, Lord, it is service under God, yes, even service to God, to Him and to our neighbor, whom He would serve through us. Here in the service of Concordia Seminary, the connection to the kingdom of God perhaps is a bit more obvious. This is a special place with special people in a special community that serves church and world through the formation of pastors, deaconesses, missionaries, scholars, teachers, leaders who go forth from this place. And with Call Day approaching, we anticipate that wonderful celebration for those who come and go. But this day is for those who stay. Not just 3 years or 4 years, but 5 years, 10 years, 15, 30 or more, or even retire from a lifetime of ministry in God's service. It is the work of a servant. But our text from Isaiah chapter 50 would call us to consider another servant whose work gives meaning to our service here and out there and wherever we might be. It is, of course, a Lenten text, one of those first-person servant songs from the book of Isaiah. And the servant seems to be serving, working pretty hard, but with a quiet sense of satisfaction and fulfillment. He even takes on the characteristics of a student to hear as those who are taught. He takes on the characteristics of a teacher passing on what he learns that I may know how to sustain with the word him who is weary. He takes on the characteristics of a good worker, showing up morning after morning. He gives encouragement. He cares for those around him. He is determined about his task. He is, in sum, one who serves unselfishly, even at personal risk and sacrifice. But the point, dear friends in Christ, is not that we should think of our work as held up to the standards of God's suffering servant come in Messiah, Jesus. That would turn the joyful work we do into some frustration, like turning gospel into law. The point of the text is that Jesus takes on our work, puts our work into the perspective of His. He comes to us in humility, in the form of a servant, and He does the work for us. The real work, the hard work, the work that matters most, the work of salvation. It is the work of a servant, God's suffering servant, God's very Son, who suffers shame and sorrow of sin and death, takes God's judgment and punishment upon Himself, and He does it all for us. And this work is finished. Yes, He humbled Himself even unto death, death on a cross. Yes, He set His face like flint, set His face for Jerusalem, a man on a mission, a man whose mission includes us, includes all. Today is a day of joy and celebration, particularly over the years of service of those whom we recognize, of the service of all in this place, and of the lifetime of humble and holy calling of you, David Berger, sitting too far back over there, with Judy at your side, as we anticipate your formal retirement at the end of this academic year. But David, you would be the first to deflect any recognition, any honor. you would be the first to temper any celebration with the witness and the wonder that turns our attention to the work of Jesus, Savior of the world, Redeemer of all creation, whom you and really all of us have given lives of service. He is the head of his people and Lord of the church. It is, after all, his work that we celebrate. It is, after all, his passion that we anticipate. It is, after all, our life and our work under his cross, ever grasping and clinging to his grace. Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but to thy name we give glory. And so we celebrate what we do in this place and the important role of all of those who do it. All of us, each in her own way, each in his own way, all of us in his own way. And this day we give thanks for you. Chris Brandt, Chad Couture, Mike Lewis, Rick Mars, Kelsey Mathias, Pat Mueller-Golden, Steve Mudd, Jerry Oldani, Wally Becker, Bill Carr, Michelle Christ, Elaine Harrell, Karen Paul, Janine Curlis, Mark Hoffman, Sarah Castle, Paul Robinson, Valerie Summer, William Utek, Robert Rosine, Gerald Eichmann, and of course, David Berger. We give thanks for your years of service, for your life of service, and pray God's blessings into the future here and in your lives at home and out into the world. But yes, we give thanks for the work of a servant, the work of the servant who gave his life so that we might live, so that we might engage in meaningful work, yes, living under him in his kingdom, to serve him in everlasting righteousness, innocence, and blessedness, even as he is risen from the dead, lives and reigns to all eternity. This is most certainly true. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.